WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is currently 87 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Fitness guru Richard Simmons was found dead at his Los Angeles home today of what appears to be natural causes. He was best known for helping overweight Americans shed the pounds with encouragement and excitement, and told us how in 1993.
I do it with humor because everyone treats obesity like a disease. They treat it with a lot of seriousness and a lot of deep tones. And I come in with balloons and great music and lots of fun, and I go, hey, you can do this.
Simmons just turned 76 years old yesterday. As President Trump campaigns in Pennsylvania today, 100,000 balloons blown up today in Milwaukee ahead of next week's Republican National Convention. They'll be dropped on the final night Thursday when Republicans are expected to nominate Donald Trump. But Maine Senator Susan Collins not happy with the choices this November. The Republican says she'll vote for neither Trump nor Joe Biden and will instead write in Nikki Haley for president. This is ABC News. Israeli attack on southern Gaza killed at least 90 people. Israeli forces announcing the attack was targeting Hamas's top military leader and comes as negotiations on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas continue in Cairo. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says both sides have agreed to a framework for a deal.
We believe that we've got this essential framework done, which is not insignificant now. You got both Israel and Hamas have signed up to the framework. That's a big deal. But there are still details that need to be hammered out.
Big security breach. AT&T says hackers stole records and calls and texts from nearly all of its wireless customers back in April. That breach impacting 90 million accounts. The company says data from 2022 included phone numbers. Hackers did not access the content of calls or texts or any sensitive information. AT&T says at least one person has been arrested. And Barbara Krejcikova won Wimbledon for her second Grand Slam title. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast calls for the chance of some rain or thunderstorms tonight, about a low of 72. Sunday, 90, mostly sunny, very warm and very humid, with a max heat index around 97. Also, we can remind you that the National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for Richland and Sauk counties in our area. The possibility of some heavier showers developing. That's in the forecast for tonight. That's an update. We'll have more about the weather when the news continues.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO News. Due to the extreme heat that occurs each summer, especially when prolonged, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health. The Brewer Public Library in Richland Center is open from 9 until 6, Monday through Thursday, Fridays 9 to 5, Saturdays from 10 until 2. The Woodman Community Senior Center in Richland Center is also serving as a cooling location during normal business hours from 8 until 4:30, Monday through Friday. The Village of Iola office will be open during normal business hours, 8:30 until 4:30, and can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library is open in the Viola area Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 to 12:30, and 1 until 5, and Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 until 7, Saturdays from 9:30 until 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library is open Monday through Wednesday, 11 until 4:30, Thursdays noon to 5. The Yuba Community Center, for more details and to gain access, contact Terry at 608-574-5555. 9547. The Cazenovia Fire Department is available upon request. Contact Daryl at 608-983-2647 for more details and to gain access to the building. Officials will monitor the use of the cooling centers in the extreme heat to determine their continued need during this excessive heat event. Visit the Richland County website at www.co.richland.wi.us for more information on the location of cooling shelter locations. The House on the Rock reported a fire that was happening on Friday. It began in the Upper Circus Area's Orchestra Bandwagon. While portions of the House on the Rock remain closed following the fire, including the Dollhouse Room, Circus Room, and galleries, the majority of the House on the Rock is open and accessible to visitors. The House on the Rock reported that the areas impacted by the fire are being evaluated and will be reopened pending the results of the assessments. The House on the Rock was aided by fire crews from Dodgeville, Spring Green, and Mineral Point. Visitors are encouraged to visit the House on the Rock website for updates on the closed areas. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services has a new survey to gauge the health of moms and their babies. It's called the Maternal and Child Health Survey. The idea to see what moms and their babies need so the agency can focus its public health efforts. They're looking for feedback on a number of topics like prenatal care, access to health care, maternal mental health, child and infant health, and community resources. The survey can be found online at the Wisconsin Department of Health's website and is open until September. The Sauk County Fair continues this evening in Baraboo and tomorrow as well. Randy Hauser with special guest Dan Leppin will take the grandstand tonight at 7. Saturday morning Cartel Live Band will follow from 9:30 until 12:30 at the Litcher Pavilion. The fair will wrap up tomorrow with activities beginning at 10. Events include a bag tournament, an interactive display, and carnival rides from 1 until 5. Leah Raku and band will be at the Sauk County Fair's Pavilion from 11 until 2 on Sunday. A Wisconsin appeals court says absentee voters' witnesses don't need to supply their complete addresses for election officials. Thursday's ruling could lead to more absentee ballots being counted in the battleground state this fall. State law requires absentee voters to submit their ballots in an envelope with a witness signature and address. A county judge ruled in January that ballots still count even if a witness omits municipalities or zip codes or even says ditto if the witness lives with the voter. Republican legislators appealed the ruling. The 4th District Court of Appeals ruled that witnesses need only provide enough information so that election clerks can identify and communicate with them. Milwaukee loves its Miller Beer, Brewer Baseball, and Bronze Fonz statue, the deepest blue city in swing state Wisconsin. Milwaukee also loves Democrats, so it can be hard for some to swallow that Milwaukee is playing host to former President Donald Trump and the Republican National Convention this coming week, while rival Chicago, the larger city 90 miles to the south, welcomes President Joe Biden and the Democrats in August. It didn't help smooth things over with wary Democrats after Trump used the word horrible when talking about Milwaukee just a month before the convention. Still, Milwaukee officials point to the economic benefits and the chance to showcase the city nationally. The Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline is one of the recipients of a 2024 USA Aging Achievement Award. The 2024 U.S. Aging Innovations and Achievement Awards recognizes the Area Agency on Aging members that have found new and innovative ways to support older adults, people with disabilities, and caregivers as they live in their communities and their homes as well. The Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline has been selected in the Elder Abuse Prevention category. The 2024 USA Aging and Innovation and Achievement Awards honored traditional and new strategies in a range of categories, including advocacy, agency operations, caregiving, community planning and livable communities, diversity, equity and inclusion, economic security, elder abuse prevention, health, social care integration, healthy aging, home and community-based services, housing and homelessness, kinship and grand family support, nutrition, technology, social engagement, transportation and mobility, and workforce development, along with volunteerism. Madison officials are warning of a scam targeting homeless individuals in southern Wisconsin. The Madison Homeless Consortium says a flyer circulating on social media claims that people can sign up for assistance applying for subsidized housing, referred to as Section 8. The message lists a false website that people can apply for that aid, but in reality that's harvesting their personal data. They remind people not to click on random hyperlinks in their social media and be wary of any website asking for a lot of information from you. Coming up, today's vital statistics and a look at weekend weather.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Here are today's vital statistics. Corolla, Annetta, Pat, Gust, 88 of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died July 6th at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the service time at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Corolla, Annetta, Pat, Gust, 88 of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86 of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the service time at 1:30. Harold M. Hannum, 86 of Spring, Texas. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88 of Ithaca, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7 p.m. and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church and Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral service will be held at 11 Tuesday at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow at Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call to the Christ Lutheran Church Monday from 4 until 7 and again Tuesday from 10 until 11. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home Highland is serving the family of Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79 of Highland. Donald B. Hanko, 73 of Cazenovia, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held at 3 Tuesday at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Cazenovia. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church Tuesday from 1 until the service time at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Cazenovia. And Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the service time at 11. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradbrick for WRCO. We continue to have the hot and humid conditions sticking around. That is going to be a key factor with the higher temperatures and higher levels of humidity, giving us the scattered showers and severe storms pushing through possible as we get through the rest of our weekend and into the first day of this upcoming week on Monday. Our heat index levels are going to be in the mid to upper 90s for the next couple of days as well. Tonight's overnight lows, we're going to be in the upper 60s to low 70s. We're looking at scattered showers and storms the rest of the afternoon into the overnight hours. Up to 3/4 of an inch of rain can be expected as we get into tonight, over into tomorrow. High of 90 degrees can be expected. We're looking at heat index in the upper 90s. We're looking at a mix of sun, clouds, and some isolated rain showers and thunderstorms. Once again, another hot and humid day. Sunday night, we're looking at lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. Winds are going to be on the calm side, and we are going to have partly cloudy skies with some overnight rain showers. Once again, isolated incidents can be expected. Monday is going to be, once again, warm, a slight bit cooler by a few degrees, but it's still going to be feeling like it's going to be in the upper 90s. We're looking at some afternoon showers. An additional 1/4 inch of rain can be expected for some of us. And then we are expecting cooler temperatures coming in starting on Tuesday of this upcoming week. Mostly sunny skies can be expected as well. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s from Tuesday through Friday of this next week here, and plenty of sunshine can be expected as well. It's actually because of a cold front that's going to be pushing through, so those winds are eventually going to be shifting, coming in from the west on Tuesday, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and then we're looking at northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour from Wednesday until Friday of this next week. Hope everyone has a great rest of the day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradbrick.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It has been a warm one. It is 86 degrees in Richland Center, and we have lost our sunshine. We do have a little bit of a breeze out of the east right now, around 1 mile per hour. 85 yesterday's high. The morning low was 64. Also, the daytime high was 88 today. The record high, 106 in 1936. The record low, 44 in 1964. Last year's high was 80 and the low, 61. Sunset will happen at 8:41 for this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:34 tomorrow morning. Right now, the barometer is at 29.95, down just a little bit from earlier. A trace of rain fell early this morning. Cloudy skies, and we're at 86 degrees currently. We want to remind you again that the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties in our immediate listening area.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Sports Time today on a Saturday is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
In sports this weekend, home talent baseball games on Sunday. Cazenovia plays at Reedsburg. Cross Plains at Mazamani and Plain at Middleton. Wanakee is at Sauk Prairie. Also on Sunday in the western section, Blanchardville is at Arena. Arena clinches a playoff berth with a win and a Ridgeway loss. And Blanchardville lost to Argyle. So Arena looking to officially clinch that in. The magic number is one at this point. And I asked manager Nick Jennings about the game.
Got to try and get that one if we can. Blanchardville, we played them earlier in the year over Memorial Day weekend. And we actually had a 5-0 lead on them down there after six innings. And we let that one get away from us. But all that being said, they have the ability to strike at any moment. With some of the hitters they have. And so it's going to be, it'll be a challenging game for us. We'll have to stay focused and do the best we can.
Manager Nick Jennings, who says their pitcher Elijah Ault is coming off a shutout win over Muscadet, and he's been pitching well.
That's the first real good solid game he's pitched this year. And it was a good thing to see because Elijah is a very capable pitcher. He did really well for us in the past from that position, and just his overall leadership is great to have on our team. And we're looking forward to Sunday. With the heat this Sunday, we may be thinking about splitting things up a little bit, so he'll definitely come into play if he can go any part of the game on Sunday.
Blanchardville at Arena, tomorrow's featured home talent baseball game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Hollandale travels to Verona, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Belleville, Ridgeway at Schulzburg Benton, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Ridgeway, Dodgeville at Wyota, and Muscadet travels to Argyle. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb has clinched a playoff spot, joining Verona, Dodgeville, and Hollandale in the home talent postseason. Jackson Rutledge struck out six in his first major league start of the season. Jesse Winker at his 11th home run, and the Washington Nationals beat the Brewers 5-2 last night, ending a five-game losing streak. That set the stage for today's game. The Brewers got off to a good start, up 5-0, but right now leading just 5-4. That game is in the bottom of the seventh inning. Philadelphia Philly left-hander Christopher Sanchez is set for his first All-Star Game appearance as the replacement for Chris Sale. The Atlanta lefty is scheduled to start for the Braves in the final game before the break. The game is Tuesday night at the home of the Rangers. The Phillies have an MLB-leading 8 All-Stars. The NCAA Women's Selection Committee will release the seeding for the entire tournament field for the first time next season. The change means the full seed list for all 68 teams will be revealed on Selection Sunday, as it has been with the men. The Pac-12's existing bowl game agreements will continue through the 2025 season, despite the league's breakup. Among other things, it means Oregon State and Washington State, the two remaining Pac-12 schools after the conference collapsed in realignment last summer, will retain their postseason opportunities. Indianapolis will host championships for all three NCAA divisions and the NIT in 2026, and the governing body's men's basketball committee has also approved including the Torvik and wins against bubble rankings among metrics, that is, in evaluating teams for next year's tournament. Spain and England will play the European Championship final on Sunday in an imposing stadium with a dark history. Built for the 1936 Olympic Games, Berlin's Olympic Stadium still bears the scars of World War II and contains relics from its Nazi past. Also, it's known in German. It's associated with the rebirth of a democratic Germany after the war. It hosted matches during the 1974 World Cup and what was then West Germany, and again, the 2006 World Cup, 16 years after German reunification. One final note in sports, Monty Kiffin, the longtime NFL and college assistant coach whose Tampa Bay defense is routinely ranked among the league's best, died Thursday. He was 84, one of the architects of the ultra-successful Tampa 2 defensive scheme. That's an update on sports on this Saturday morning.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Today's Retro Saturday broadcast continues. Saturday afternoon action going your way, continuing on after some Saturday with Simo, and details on the backtracking show coming up, some music headlines and more later on tonight's edition of Those Were the Days.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
WRCO FM 100.9, it's 86 very warm degrees, but some cool sounds coming up here from the radio, sponsored by Jay's Power Center. The backtracking show is next. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for another backtracking show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we go back in time to the 70s and 80s, and we relive some of the magic and music that was making headlines during this week. We hope you're having a good weekend. It's time for our pregame show for Those Were the Days tonight. And this weekend in history, we go back in time a little bit to a guy that recently passed away, Benny Mardones. This song hit twice during the decade of the 1980s. Once in 1980 and then again in 1989. It's called Into the Night on the Backtracking Show. Mardones, a guy who started out around the same time as John Bon Jovi and actually had a hit before Bon Jovi in the band, but was not able to sustain that success as the years went on. But one of the few to have the same song hit the charts in the same decade, Into the Night. This song was doing well this weekend in 1980 for Mr. Billy Joel from an album called Glass Houses, a song he reportedly wrote in the back of a taxi cab as he was driving to the studio, a song about an artist and a manager and a conversation between the two. It's still rock and roll to me.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. And a bright orange pair of pants. Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Licks face, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Don't you know that they're out of touch? Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
It's all about just having fun with rock and roll. Billy Joel on WRCO Radio on the Backtrackin' Show. Let's go back to the hot summer of 1975 and one of the top records this weekend. She sang it on American Bandstand, and it was out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Her husband, George McRae, had had a hit the summer before called Rock Your Baby. This time, George's wife, Gwen McRae, had a song that was in the top 10. In the summer of 1975, it was called Rockin' Chair. Let me be your rock.
rock me, baby. Ooh, in my rocking chair, baby. Ooh, all night long till the morning comes, just a groove, baby. Chair all night long. Come on, baby, sexy baby. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just a rock me, baby. Yeah. Come on, baby, sexy honey. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair. Just a rock me, baby. Yeah.
Gwen McRae with husband George McRae singing in the background a song called Rockin' Chair. On the Backtracking Show, we'll have more in just a moment.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. On July 4th every year, we celebrate Independence Day in these United States of America. The Declaration of Independence was written as just that. It was a declaration of our independence from the tyrannical government of Great Britain and her king. Our forefathers fought the British armies and shed their blood to secure our freedom as people separated from the oppression of the British government. As followers of Jesus Christ, we also can look to a declaration of independence from the tyrannical power of Satan and sin. That declaration was inked in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on a Roman cross of execution. That declaration sets us free from the oppression of sin. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit gives life and has set you free from the law of sin and death." John chapter 8, verse 36 says, "For if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed." 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old ways are gone and the new way has begun." So this 4th of July, let's celebrate the freedom that our country's heroes fought for and bought with their blood. But I trust that you'll also call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness so that you can receive the greatest freedom possible, the freedom from the tyrannical oppression of Satan's powers and sin that God gave us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club proudly presents Ribfest this Sunday at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2 or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go. Plus, plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest this Sunday from 11 until 2. The National Weather Service has issued a thunderstorm watch, severe thunderstorm watch for parts of our listening area, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties. That's until 10 o'clock tonight. Also making news nationally today, former President Donald Trump was rushed off the stage just minutes into his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Approximately 45 minutes ago, after loud sounds were heard, Trump had blood on the side of his head and his ear. Trump was speaking when he reached for the side of his face as popping sounds rang out over the rally. He then crouched down as Secret Service agents rushed the stage and surrounded him. Screams from the audience rang out as the scene unfolded. We'll check in with our ABC News update at the top of the hour to see if there is any more on that. But again, the former President Trump was rushed off the stage minutes into his rally today, and shots were heard, and blood was seen on the side of his face as well. We'll keep you posted from WRCO tonight. More of our Backtracking shows next.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full-service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
The Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio, taking you back to a weekend in your life in 1985. The first Live Aid concerts were held at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia and at Wembley Stadium in London. Producer Bob Geldof headed the effort by attracting big names such as The Who, Paul McCartney, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Queen, Bryan Adams, Tina Turner, Phil Collins, Lionel Richie, The Cars, and Hall & Oates. Quite a lineup of a who's who of music in 1985. Here are Hall & Oates on the Backtracking Show.
What I want you've got, and it might be hard to handle, but like a flame that burns a candle, the candle feeds a flame. Yeah, yeah, what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams to scatter.
John Oates on the Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio, and right in the heart of the weekend. We go back to the hot summertime of 1988. Michael Jackson was launching his first British tour with a two-hour concert at Wembley Stadium in London. Among entertainers in the audience were Diana Ross, Boy George, and Terence Trent D'Arby. Michael Jackson, all the rage in the 1980s, including this one from the Bad album, Smooth Criminal.
Like the blood.
Backtrack on the headlines of the 70s and 80s coming your way here on WRCO Radio. We hope you'll stay tuned all night long. We have lots of memories and lots of fun each and every week. We leave you with one more. This one debuted July 8th of 1978. It went on into the top five with a big record and one of the biggest of the year. For Alicia Bridges on the Backtrack and Show, I love the nightlife. Alicia Bridges, and I Love the Nightlife. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us next Saturday again at 5:30 for another Backtrack and Show. And we'd invite you to stay tuned to Those Were the Days. It's coming up, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Backtracking is heard right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hometown of Baseball on the radio. Coming up this Sunday, the Arena Aces will host Blanchardville. We'll have the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. This is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for the Hometown of Baseball pregame show at 12:40. First pitch time, 1 o'clock. It's Arena and Blanchardville Sunday from WRCO Radio Sports. Don't miss a special event at TriStar Gifts and More. Join them on July 17th from 5 until 8 p.m. for a book signing by John Armbruster. Discover Tailspin, the true story of a local World War II veteran. Meet the author, get your book signed, and enjoy an evening of history and inspiration. Visit TriStar Gifts and More for this memorable event. See you there on July 17th from 5 until 8 p.m. Currently, it is 86 degrees, overnight lows to be at around 72 here at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This is a special report from ABC News. President Trump emergency. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump, surrounded by Secret Service agents and led away to his motorcade minutes ago, they drove off. This in the middle of his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh. After popping sounds, Mr. Trump hit the deck behind the podium. And this is how it sounded. You'll hear him and the popping.
Take a look at what happened. Over.
ABC's Jay O'Brien.
I've been watching the video playback over and over. He swats at the back of his neck. There's a popping sound, and he swats at the back of his neck, almost like he's swatting away a fly. Again, we do not know if the former president was injured anyway. We do not know what the popping sound was.
Donald Trump pumping his fist as he was visibly shaken and nearly carried away by the Secret Service. This is ABC News. Thousands of protesters marching along Israel's main road.